We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Missing Wichita woman and toddler found safe in Riley County. We've got the story.
A Los Angeles suspect faces charges in a Wichita 911 hoax. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Much of the East Coast bracing for more stormy weather. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore. Looks like we're finally scooping out the bitterly cold air. How mild will it be the next few days? Your full forecast is coming up.
Police say a missing Wichita woman and her child have been located safe in Riley County. Officials were asking for the public's help in locating 23-year-old Samantha Riggs, who became upset and walked away from her family's home with her one-year-old son Matthew New Year's Eve. The woman's family told police Riggs is mentally challenged and is not able to properly care for the baby without supervision.
A man from Los Angeles suspected of making a hoax emergency call that led to the fatal police shooting of a Wichita man told a judge yesterday that he would not fight efforts to send him to Wichita to face charges.
25-year-old Tyler Barris was held without bail after waiving his right to an extradition hearing in Los Angeles Superior Court. A fugitive complaint filed in Los Angeles court said Barris was charged in Kansas with making a false alarm, which covers calling police or a fire department and knowingly giving false information. It's a low-level felony in Kansas that carries a maximum of 34 months in prison, though other charges could be filed after Wichita prosecutors review the results of a police investigation. Police say 28-year-old Andrew Finch was shot after a prankster called 911 last week with a fake report of a shooting and kidnapping at Finch's Wichita home. The Wichita Eagle reports the Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey vowed Tuesday for a, quote, thorough review of Finch's death. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police looking for two men who robbed a store in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened Tuesday evening at H Food Mart and Tobacco, 21st and Park Place. Officers made contact with a female employee.
An unknown suspect had entered the store, pointed a black handgun at her, and was demanding money. A second suspect stood in the doorway of the business as this incident transpired. Money was given to the suspects, who then fled the store on foot. There was a 37-year-old male customer in the store at the time of the robbery, and the suspect did point the gun at him as well.
The suspects were both dressed in all-black clothing with rubber gloves. One suspect wore a black bandana over his face, and the other a black mask.
Much of the East Coast bracing for a major storm set to hit today. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says the storm has already done damage to parts of the East Coast.
It's done its damage already in the south, much of the southeast, with some freezing rain and a little bit of snow in northern Florida, some snow in Georgia, some snow in South Carolina, for example, Charleston. Now the heaviest batch of precipitation is pulling into eastern North Carolina and portions of central North Carolina and also into southeast Virginia.
National Weather Service says parts of Maine could get up to 2 feet of snow by the time this storm is finished.
Republican and Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to avoid a government shutdown.
The Trump administration is demanding quick action as a short-term funding bill runs out.
The president wants a clean funding bill.
White House spokesman Sarah Sanders, but Democrats say they have several issues they want addressed as part of any budget deal, including permanent DACA protection for those immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children or so-called dreamers.
In a few months, protections for dreamers will evaporate. 1,000 dreamers are losing protected status a week.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, in exchange for dreamer protection, the White House wants funding for a border wall. Meantime, lawmakers have until January 19th to avert a partial government shutdown. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
College basketball tonight, part of a new beginning for the Shockers, is an old foe from long ago. We'll have a preview of the Shocker basketball game coming up in sports.
Crime rate down in the Big Apple. That story coming up. on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Mississippi's largest city says record cold is breaking water mains, leaving some customers with little or no water flow. Jackson City spokeswoman Kai Williams says the city knew of 37 separate water main breaks that it attributed to cold. City has declared an emergency and is hiring outside contractors to help repair water main breaks in Jackson, Mississippi.
President Trump's legal team is putting former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon on notice, threatening to take legal action after he was quoted badmouthing the president's children.
I think furious, disgusted would probably certainly fit when you make such outrageous claims.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders hitting back at Steve Bannon after excerpts from a new book by journalist Peter Wolf were published, in which Bannon is quoted as accusing the president's son of treason. Now, White House lawyers issuing a cease and desist letter to the former chief strategist, saying he has violated a non-disparagement agreement and accusing him of defamation. Bannon largely silent about the situation while appearing on SiriusXM's Breitbart Tonight, but he did say,
"The President of the States is a great man."
In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
While crime is coming under scrutiny in some American cities like Chicago and Baltimore, one city just tallied its lowest crime rate in decades.
The NYPD says that serious crime in New York City dropped by over 5% last year, the 27th consecutive year of declining crime in the city. And it had its lowest murder rate in 2017 since records began being kept in the 1950s. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says he has never seen such a positive change in his nearly four decades of law enforcement service.
And to have a year like we were having this year, And what we had last year, it's truly, truly an amazing accomplishment.
Improvements and reforms such as CompStat, introduced in 1994, and an emphasis on community policing, building positive relationships between police and the city's 8.5 million residents, is credited for the reduction in crime rate. In New York, Mike Cantor, Fox News.
No winner in last night's $460 million Powerball jackpot.
The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. With no winner last night, the jackpot's now worth more than $500 million. And if lottery fever burns even hotter, you can bet the estimated jackpot of $550 million will climb even higher. At this level, it would be the country's eighth largest lottery prize. The biggest came in January 2016 when three tickets split a Powerball worth $1.6 billion. The cash payout for this weekend's prize now stands at nearly $348 million. The odds of winning, though, 1 in 292 million. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Winning numbers, in case you're curious, 2, 18, 37, 39, and 42. And the Powerball number was 12. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And expect a little bit of a slowdown. We're seeing a stalled-out vehicle. This is southbound on I-135 at 2nd Street. So the 1st and 2nd Street exit there. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Nyremore. Good morning.
We have quiet weather in the forecast for today. Maybe some clouds around this morning, but gradually becoming sunny. We're going to ease up to a high into the upper 30s, a few degrees warmer than what we had yesterday. Clear for tonight, a low upper teens, and plenty of sunshine in the forecast for Friday, our high near average right at 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Nyremore.
Now partly cloudy, we have an east wind at 6 miles per hour and 10 degrees at 8:10 here on a Thursday morning, January 4th. Sunshine and warmer temperatures across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 36 degrees. Normal high is 41.
Yeah, getting closer to normal.
Just getting close to normal. Back to normal, I guess, in Washington, D.C., as Congress goes back in session here for a time. They've got some pretty important issues they're looking at. And with us this morning is Fox News Radio's John Decker. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today, Steve?
We're doing okay. Are you guys going to get some more bad weather up there in Washington? Is that right?
Yeah, but you know what? We shouldn't really complain. I know that you get bad weather all the time. So it's our first snow dusting of the year. I think they're going to get it a lot worse up north in places like New York and Philadelphia and Boston.
Okay. What should we know about the Congress going back in session? I understand we're looking and trying to get some things done here in a short period of time. What's on the agenda? What's on the list here?
Well, first on the agenda is striking some sort of deal between Republicans and Democrats to keep the government funded. Funding for the government ends on Friday, January the 19th. And so yesterday, two members of the president's team, Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, and Mark Short, who's the legislative director, went up to Capitol Hill. They met with Republican leaders Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, to strike a deal on funding the government, trying to strike some sort of deal as it relates to those 800,000 or so DACA recipients. And they also laid out the president's legislative agenda for 2018, which includes an infrastructure spending bill. The president believes he can get bipartisan support on that type of legislation.
Does he feel that way about the wall? I understand the wall funding for the wall down along the Mexican border is still something to be considered, right?
Yeah, I would not count on bipartisanship on that particular issue. I really wouldn't. You know, the president says that there must be a compromise if he signs legislation which provides a legislative fix for those DACA recipients, the compromise being funding to build that wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. But I don't think the president's going to get that kind of compromise that he's envisioning. I think that Democrats are going to dig in their heels, and they're going to say, essentially, we want a standalone bill that only relates to those DACA recipients.
So this is the way we do it. I mean, there are things that each side wants, and they do a little horse trading and whatnot, and it's like, again, it's like making sausage, right?
Well, that's the way it should work on paper. It doesn't work like that, in practice, and that's the reason why, you know, you haven't seen much compromise over really the past decade or so. It didn't happen during the George W. Bush years. It didn't happen during the Obama years, and we saw in the first year of President Trump, not one Democrat supported that big tax cut legislation that the president signed at the end of December.
Hmm. Now, what is the timeline on this, John? Are they going to go into another recess here in a couple of weeks or what?
Well, no, they're back from recess. I believe that the House comes back on Monday of next week, February the 8th, and the Senate is back today. But the timeline is such that they only have a few weeks to come up with some sort of agreement to fund the federal government. Otherwise, there will be a government shutdown.
All right, so that's the time. Okay. Hey, John, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's John Decker talking about Congress back in session and some of the things they have on their agenda, some business that needs to be taken care of. Well, you wouldn't normally think of a Christmas card as being dangerous, but a British woman was nearly blinded by one. Her case was written up in the British medical journal BMJ. Showed up at a hospital in Wales with a painful, reddened eye, loss of vision, and swollen eyelid. Doctors spotted a lesion on her cornea and initially suspected it to be caused by a herpes simplex infection.
Ow!
But when they used a powerful microscope, they found that wasn't the case.
Nope.
They saw a shiny surface on the lesion, and that's when the patient remembered the Christmas card and the glitter that was on it. Some of that glitter rubbed off and worked its way into her eyeball.
Ow.
So there you go. Glitter.
Some of that Christmas magic.
Christmas magic.
Not quite so yeesh.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, we're now into the, was this the second? No, this is the first week of January and 4 days into the new year. Ted, I'm sure that you've got all your bills paid for your Christmas this year, right?
It might take a while.
Yeah. I got a feeling I got a lot of people been sorting through the credit card receipts here in the next few weeks and coming up with the money to pay
off.
That's
how it goes, yeah. January, you get the more sobering results of that.
That's right.
But you've got gifts for people you love.
Yep, you got great gifts. Yeah. And I'm pretty cheap, but I'm not that cheap. I like giving gifts to my relatives.
Yeah, you do?
Got two grandkids that wanted watches for Christmas. And they both got watches. Can you believe that? And we talk about this a lot. I wear a wristwatch. You do not. Jad doesn't. I don't think my son does either. My daughter doesn't.
I stopped.
Yeah, and now we have another generation, apparently, come along and say, hey, those are cool. I want one of those. And then I have one of the granddaughters got one of those that does all these other little games and whatnot on it. So, yeah, but the other,
fancy.
The two 13-year-olds, Evan and Luke, they just wanted watches. Regular old plain watches, so there you go. which would be good because at least for one of them, he is never on time on anything.
So maybe now there's no excuse.
Maybe that'll help. Huh? And by the way, just
does he have a cell phone?
Did he get one for Christmas? I don't think so.
Because see, if you don't have a cell phone, then you do need a watch.
Because you don't have the display
you don't
there.
Have the time with you.
Over the Christmas, for some reason, my wife, Shelley, dug out a watch that the first gift I gave her the first Christmas was a really nice Helzberg's watch with, mm-hmm. with diamonds and whatnot. I couldn't afford it, but I got it for her. She dug that out, wound it up, still working.
Very
almost,
nice.
Almost 50 years later.
Yikes.
And she, of course, it's a treasure because I gave it to her.
Now, is that a winder?
Yeah.
See, I love that.
You have to wind
it. I love a watch that doesn't need a battery.
That's right. Or this is Echo here. As long as you got sunlight or some kind of light, it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing, these technological advances we've been making. Now, where have you been all this time? 818 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, we've got a big one coming up at Coke Arena tonight. When I talk a big one, I'm talking about a big basketball game. As the Shockers take on a conference foe, they haven't played basketball against Houston in many, many years. Ted Woodward has the sports this morning. Ted?
Yeah, let's take a look at that matchup tonight. It's the first home game for Shocker men's basketball in their new conference, the American Athletic. The Shockers against Houston. Ninth-ranked Wichita State with a record of 11-2, taking on Houston, who is 12-2. And they've both teams off to a good start in conference. The Shocks are 1-0, Houston 2-0. Shocks have won 25 games in a row at Coke Arena and hope to keep that string going tonight. Now, these teams used to be conference foes a long time ago, back when Houston was a member of the Missouri Valley Conference back in the 1950s. These teams played all the time in the 50s. But they've only met a couple of times, basically, in the last 60 years. Shocks did play, did host Houston at Coke Arena 13 years ago. That was in the NIT when the Shocks got a win that night. Should be interesting tonight. Shocks are an 8.5-point favorite. That game starts at 6 o'clock this evening. So Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will be on the air with pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock. That's on 103.7 KEYN. Join me and Bob Lutz after the game. We'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there after the game. Shocks in Houston tonight at 6 o'clock on KEYN. We'll be talking pro football tonight here on KNSS on what should be a very fun edition of the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs are getting ready for their big playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium Saturday afternoon, hosting the Tennessee Titans. So we'll basically have an hour-long preview of that game tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 7 o'clock here on KNSS. Make sure you tune in for that.
Of course, tomorrow at this time, Mitch will be on with us live, right?
Yeah, we'll chat with Mitch live tomorrow morning at about 8:15.
Yeah.
Get the preview of the playoff game coming up.
Forward to that.
Yeah. College JUCO men's basketball last night. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game here on KNSS as Butler Community College was back at it on the Christmas break, visiting Pratt. Well, maybe they worked on offense a lot during the Christmas break. His defense certainly wasn't part of the factor last night. Who could outscore the other? Dennis with the call.
Chrissy's backcourt pressure, pass the ball to the floor, front court goes to Armstrong. Armstrong backs it out. Here comes a double team. Bounces it to McSpadden. McSpadden tries the basket. Drops off to Smith. Smith goes in and dunks it with a right hand. They got away from the double team up top, and they go in with numbers and get a dunk by Smith. Russell Smith now has got 22.
The answer, Butler was able to outscore Pratt last night. Boy, did they. 128 to 107 was the final score.
Boy, didn't have time to go get any popcorn in that one, did you?
No, not really. Probably had to replace a few bulbs on the scoreboard.
Whiplash in your neck going back and forth. Wow.
Butler wins it by 14 on the road, scoring 76 points in the second half. That's a Butler school record for most points scored in a conference game. 128 last night. The Butler Grizzlies get the win on the road. Little pro basketball last night in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors going to Chicago, beat the Bulls 124-115. Coming off the bench for the Raptors, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet made 5 of his 7 shots for 13 points. Of course, Fred grew up in Rockport, not far from Chicago. He helped the Raptors beat the Bulls last night. Toronto, the number 4 team right now in the NBA. They won 9 of their last 11. Fred VanVleet certainly helping out. Speaking of the Shockers, a couple of good Shocker birthdays today. One of the great Shocker basketball players of all time, Cliff Levingston, celebrating a birthday today. Cliff is 57 years old today. Averaged 10.5 rebounds per game for his entire college career with the Shockers.
Wow.
Tenacious rebounder on those great Shocker teams in the early 1980s. One of only five Shockers to have his number retired at Wichita State. Cliff Levingston is 57 today. And former Shocker football coach Willie Jeffries is 81 years old today. Willie Jeffries, the last coach to lead the Shockers to a winning season back in 1982 with Shocker football. And Willie is in the College Football Hall of Fame. Good guy.
Terrific guy.
Willie Jeffries.
Wonderful man.
Who's 81 today. Happy birthday to Coach Jeffries. Shocker basketball tonight. Shockers in Houston. Listen on 103.7 KEYN. And we'll be having fun tonight out at Coke Arena. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Prosecuting through family and friends. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.